Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 29th of May, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Starting things off, on Monday the 26th, Spain hosted European and Arab nations in Madrid for high-level talks aimed at pushing for an end to Israel's killing spree in Gaza and advancing the two-state solution. The meeting was called amid rising concern over famine risks in Gaza due to prolonged aid blockades. It was the group's fifth gathering and preceded a major UN conference on the issue taking place in June. Speaking to representatives from 20 different countries known as the Madrid Group, G5 Plus, José Manuel Álvarez, the foreign minister, stressed that the goal is to achieve peace and ensure equal safety for both Israelis and Palestinians. Another big story this week, Spain's push to make Catalan, Basque, and Galician official EU languages is facing resistance from a few member states. President Pedro Sánchez has promised to pursue this recognition in exchange for support from Catalan separatists in forming a minority government in 2023. While Spain has pledged to cover the cost of integrating the languages into the EU's translation system, concerns remain over long-term expenses and diplomatic complexities. Countries including France, Germany, and Italy are demanding greater clarity, while others, like Belgium and Portugal, support the move. Opponents worry about the financial burden, with the EU already spending over $1 billion annually on translation across 24 languages. In healthcare, on Sunday the 25th, around 30,000 people marched through the Spanish capital to fight for a better public healthcare system, protesting its growing deterioration and privatization. The Vecinas y Vecinos de Barrios y Pueblos de Madrid platform organized the protests to highlight issues such as long waiting lists, staff shortages, and underfunding. Many participants, including healthcare professionals, wore white coats and carried signs criticizing the regional government, particularly Isabel Díaz Ayuso, the regional Madrid president, for pushing privatization. Shifting gears, an intense early heat wave is scorching southern Spain, especially Andalucía, with temperatures expected to reach 105 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees centigrade this week. Many areas already top 90 degrees Fahrenheit or 32 degrees centigrade over the weekend. Spain's weather agency, IMET, forecasts further temperature increases. A subtropical ridge from the equator is driving hot, dry air into the region, ending the cooler, stormy trend in recent months. Provinces like Seville, Cordoba, and Jaén will face above-average heat by the weekend. Pattern looks set to continue, with weather provider Meteorred predicting a hotter-than-normal June, though brief storms remain possible. Next, on Tuesday the 27th, the country announced a new government-funded program to provide free prescription glasses and contact lenses for children under 16, starting before the 2025-2026 school year begins. The initiative has the financial backing of over $48 million and aims to ensure that all children, regardless of their family's financial situation, can get essential eye care. Families will not need to complete complex paperwork or wait for reimbursements. Instead, up to $100 will be automatically deducted at participating optician. To benefit from the program, children must have a diagnosed vision problem and visit an optician enrolled in the scheme. Some royal news. On Sunday the 24th, King Felipe VI and Queen Leticia of Spain celebrated their youngest daughter's graduation from the United World Atlantic College in Wales with an international baccalaureate diploma. The royal couple attended Infanta Sofia's ceremony in person, where they shared heartwarming family moments on Instagram with Sofia's 100,000 followers. Meanwhile, the royal family's eldest daughter, Princess Leonor, is in the naval phase of her military training aboard the San Sebastián de Elcano. Earlier this month, Queen Leticia made an unofficial visit to see her daughter Doc in Panama City. You had a mysterious message on WhatsApp recently? Well, Instant Messaging Service has recently launched a verified security alert system directly messaging users through the app to combat rising cybercrime across the country. A new official chat marked with a green check offers safety tips and warnings about requesting personal data. Spain was chosen for the initial rollout due to a rise in WhatsApp scams, including phishing, fake family emergencies, and fraudulent offers. According to Euroweekly News, in 2024, over 30% of Spain's cybercrimes targeted messaging apps, with WhatsApp being the most effective. The platform now urges users to activate two-step verification to prevent account hijacking, particularly in cases of SIM cloning, which is definitely worth dealing with. Medical news, starting in June, Galicia's public health system will become the first in the world to offer the Bexsero meningitis B vaccine as a preventative measure against gonorrhea. The initiative will target high-risk groups, particularly people with a history of sexually transmitted infections. This comes amid rising global concern over STIs, with gonorrhea cases up 40% in the EU, according to news outlet El País. The vaccine was originally developed to protect against meningitis B, but has also been found to offer partial protection, around 35% on average, against gonorrhea due to similarities between the bacteria. Experts view the move as an important step that could inform future vaccination policies in Spain. Now, for some interesting news from the past, scientists have discovered the oldest human fingerprint in the world, left by a Neanderthal around 43,000 years ago on a granite stone in the San Lazaro rock shelter near Segovia, central Spain. Researchers confirmed the print made with a well-preserved red pigment using modern forensic technique and published their findings on Monday the 26th in the Journal of Archaeological and Anthropological Sciences. The print likely belonged to a thumb or index finger and is considered the earliest symbolic object in Europe linked to the Neanderthals, the precursor group to Homo sapiens. Researchers believe the stone that the print was found on served a ritual or communicative process, possibly as a talisman or territorial marker. In sports news, on Sunday the 25th, Spain's Alex Palou made history by winning his first Indianapolis 500, becoming the first Spaniard to triumph in the race's 109-year history. The chaotic race was delayed by rain and featured multiple crashes, with 22 changes for the lead among 14 different drivers. The Indianapolis 500 is a legendary 500-mile, which is about 400-kilometer car race, held annually at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Over in Catalonia, on Wednesday the 29th, Barcelona Science Park revealed that it had over 120 million euros in funding in 2024, second best year ever. Barcelona Science Park, bunch of innovation going on, attracting global eggheads, support for biotech startups, and it strengthens Barcelona's reputation as a leading research hub. Most of the funding came from private sources, with company InBrain Neuroelectronics securing over 70 million euros to develop graphene-based therapies for neurological diseases. With its facilities at full capacity, the Science Park plans to expand to meet growing demand. Do you use wet wipes? Well, reported by news outlet The Guardian on Wednesday the 28th, that Spain is drafting a law to ban flushing wet wipes and to make manufacturers responsible for the cleanup costs, aiming to meet UN Sustainable Development Goals and EU plastic reduction laws. The proposed legislation will also prohibit releasing plastic-containing party balloons due to their environmental harm. Wet wipes, even those made from natural polymers, do not fully disintegrate, causing blockages in sewer systems and polluting waterways. This results in annual cleanup costs of 230 million euros. The law, which still needs to be debated in government, will require manufacturers to pay for removing their product from sewers and treatment plants, handling litter collection, and funding public awareness efforts. Being on a budget doesn't mean you can't eat well in 2025. On Sunday the 24th, Euronews Weekly released an article with their top tips for eating well in Spain on a budget. At the top of their list is, of course, the classic Menú del Día. This remains the best weekday lunch deal, offering a full meal with a drink and dessert between 10 and 15 euros. Just be sure to avoid touristy spots. Neighborhood bars and local supermarkets are also incredibly affordable, but brunch places and tapas chains should be avoided. More information, check the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're enjoying the updates. If you got a question, ideas, or feedback, send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.